With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing into law a bill funding the government through the end of September. Here's Bob Agnew.
A major victory for President Trump. The Saturday signing put an end to the threat of a partial government shutdown. It also capped off a struggle in Congress that deeply divided Democrats. The bill largely keeps government funding at levels set during Joe Biden's presidency, though with some changes. It trims non-defense spending by about $13 billion from the previous year and increases defense spending by about $6 billion. The Senate cleared the legislation on Friday with a 54-46 party line vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
Brutal weather in the middle of the country, twisters and high winds claiming the lives of at least 26 people. And forecasters say it will likely be another rough night with tornadoes in several southern states. Also at SRNnews.com, United States is blasting Houthi rebel sites in Yemen.
Iran-backed Houthi rebels say a series of airstrikes have hit Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Images online show plumes of black smoke over Sana'a's airport complex, which includes a military facility. President Donald Trump says he ordered the airstrikes, which come a few days after the Houthis said they'd resume attacks on Israeli vessels sailing in waters off Yemen in response to Israel's blockade of Gaza. In a social media post, Trump says no terrorist force will stop American commercial and naval vessels from freely sailing the waterways of the world. I'm Donna Water.
FBI and U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency warning email users against a dangerous ransomware scheme. Officials warn that a ransomware as a service software called MedUSA has been used now in the last 2 to 3 years to conduct ransomware attacks, and they say it is growing. This is SRN News. Well, a new poll questions Americans about transgenderism.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether the growing acceptance of transgenderism as a legitimate lifestyle by society as a whole is good or bad. 39% of the general population says it's a good thing. 38% say bad. 21% don't think it matters. However, amongst people who describe themselves as Christians, 47% say the acceptance of transgenderism by society is a bad thing, compared to 29% who say it's good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Education Department's Office of Civil Rights taking a frontline role in the president's war on woke and schools. He's ordered the agency to focus its priorities on investigating anti-Semitism, the promotion of transgenderism, and DEI programs. This week, the department sent a letter to 60 colleges warning they could lose federal money if they fail to make campuses safe for Jewish students. This is SRN News. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says he's not upset to hear about chaos breaking out in Syria following the ouster in December of President Bashar al-Assad.
From my perspective, I think it's in Israel's interest, it's in the interest of the Middle East and America, that Syria breaks up into little states that can't threaten their neighbors, because ever since Syria came into being, it did nothing but threaten its neighbors.
Syria has descended into factional fighting since the overthrow of al-Assad.
Cobbled together all these different ethnicities that didn't get along. The only way Syria ever was held together was by a preponderance of central brutal force, like the Assad family. The minute you remove that force, the country falls apart.
Pakistani soldiers raiding two militant hideouts in the country's northwest, triggering gun battles, left at least two soldiers and nine militants dead. More details at SRNnews.com.